You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Rihanna has a song called Diamonds that I imagine she could perform at the Super Bowl. Don has already revealed he's going to walk out of the room, not in protest or anything, he just doesn't care.
I don't know. As somebody who made a pretty decent living doing pre and post and halftime show, I'm good.
Andrew, did you have any thoughts, feelings, emotions around Rihanna getting the Super Bowl halftime?
It's cool. I didn't know, actually, until you just said it.
What?
I had no idea. Off my radar.
Anthony just made a face to me through the glass that said, Andrew's a weirdo.
I probably should have known. I acknowledge that.
He doesn't care.
Anthony, any excitement?
Yeah. Well, usually... Sure. I mean, it's fine. Kind of like Donna. If it's somebody I think will be interesting, I'll watch it. I think she'll put on a good show. But yeah, no, that's one of those things that I feel like me and Andrew would say out loud in the control room. And I just read it, and I thought I read it. It was the day, you know what it was? Because the same day, there was the report that Taylor Swift was doing it.
Yeah, I heard
that.
And
then there was a report off, and then TMZ said, no, she's not doing it.
Yeah.
Then the next day, when I saw Rihanna, I was like, I'm not going to believe this until somebody... And then the NFL tweeted it. They're... Posted on Instagram.
I'm excited. I am, truthfully, my hot take is I'm more excited for Rihanna than I was for the Dr. Dre last year. I think Rihanna's, because the Dre thing was cool, and I get it. And yeah, there was a, from a hip hop standpoint, that's neat that it happened. But in terms of like what I picture the Super Bowl being, Rihanna's the perfect example of someone who's at the level to do it and has never done it. You know, it's the right, she's a perfect fit. She could bring out, we were speculating on guests. She could bring out Drake. She could bring, she did a song with Kanye and Paul McCartney. What if Paul McCartney made a final appearance at the Super Bowl? Sorry, I don't want to plan Mr. McCartney's, Sir McCartney's life, but he's getting up there.
Yeah, he's 80.
He's 80 years old. So that could be a nice moment.
Listen, I my only real knowledge of her existence, other than knowing the name, because I'm breathing, is her cameo in the This Is the End.
That is such a random way.
It's not my music, so...
I know, but she's sort of ubiquitous, Rihanna.
I'm sure if you played a song, I would know it.
Oh, no, you definitely would, but I just mean also, like, just her looks. Like, she's a sex symbol. I think she's the sexiest pop star of the last 30 years. You'll still
really?
Have to say that?
More than Beyonce?
Yes.
Really?
Rihanna has always benefited from this just, like... raw sex appeal. That's kind of her thing. I think most people who pay attention to these things would agree. Men and women, I think, would all say that. Yes,
so,
Anthony.
So no Rihanna because you're breathing, not Harry Styles.
No, I've heard the name.
I just wondered if there was a distinction.
No, it's the exact same thing, except she was in This Is the End.
If
Harry Styles was in This Is the End or made a cameo in Office Space or something, then I'd be like, oh, okay.
Harry Styles needs more cameos.
I'm surprised people are shocked by that.
All right, let's stay with entertainment for a second.
Did you close out your Diamond Notes?
Oh, that was Diamond Notes. Thank you very much. It's brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 6 area locations. And Andrew sent us a very interesting story earlier about Tom Hanks. Apparently, Tom Hanks did an interview recently. Where was the interview? Oh, here it is. The interview, this article is from the New York Post, but the interview was done with People. And during the interview, he said that he's only made 4 good movies.
Wow.
He said, I've made a ton of movies, and 4 of them are pretty good, I think. And I'm still amazed at how films come together. From a flicker of an idea to the flickering image on screen, the whole process is a miracle. I'm with him on that part. And, you know, I think he was awful in the last movie I saw him in, Elvis. But
what 4?
what four movies would Tom Hanks believe are the four? Can I start?
Yes.
A League of Their Own.
Yeah, because I could see him having fun in that movie.
Not only that, but also it's an important story. Believing it's an important story. By the way, Natalie has told me that the new series, A League of Their Own, is fantastic.
I had heard the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's not a baseball fan, so that could be a different perspective.
I didn't get a reason why, if it had anything to do with continuity or something, but I heard something that I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so we agree, A League of Their Own. Andrew, how do you feel about that?
So, hearing interviews with Tom Hanks over the years, I know his appreciation for history and specifically for World War II. There's no chance that Saving Private Ryan wouldn't be one of those four.
Well, first of all, that's true. And also, there was no chance Andrew wasn't going to say that because we know how Andrew feels about a three-hour war movie. Oh.
You put a helmet and a helicopter and something, he's all lit.
That's all Andrew needs. You hear that?
Now, we were talking about it off the air. And you think, all right, Philadelphia. But I saw an article recently where he believes he should not have been in that movie because he was not gay. So would he not? Is he not including that? Which I think is a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
But there is that, you know, conversation
about can you play gay,
right? Or just anything like what's happening with
his character. But his character,
James Franco playing the Cuban dictator Castro. Like that whole thing, like
race to me is slightly different than sexual orientation and religion.
But
I hear what you're saying.
But Tom Hanks said that.
Okay, so would that rule it out?
Philadelphia.
All right, let's take Philadelphia out. Here's the big question: does Forrest Gump get in?
I could see him feeling like that
is stupid.
Is not above him, but like maybe he just thinks that was a little much.
I mean, Forrest Gump is stupid, but it's wonderful as well.
Right. But it's not important the way.
Okay, well,
is Apollo 13?
Well, is it only important? Because here's my question: how is Big not there? You could argue Big's the best one.
You know what? Well, my favorite's Bachelor Party, but I'm sure that's not one of the four.
Hell of a movie.
But we should continue this because this could be fun.
All right, let's say we'll take you. By the way,
because you know what? I would say as a tease, I would say Big is one of the four.
I think so. I think it has to be.
Penny's no longer with us. Penny Marshall.
Yeah. 1-800-919-3776. You call us. You give us the four Tom Hanks movies. This is important stuff we're doing here on the K Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
We find ourselves talking Tom Hanks, who in an interview with People said he's only made 4 good movies. So, Don, so far you and I have said we feel strongly about, right?
Right.
A League of Their Own.
Yes.
Saving Ryan's Privates. Sorry. Saving Private Ryan. You and I agree, big.
Yes.
And that leaves a fourth position.
Now, again, don't start calling what your favorite Tom Hanks movies. Think deeper than that.
Right.
Like, what would Tom Hanks say his favorite movies are? Here would be my fourth.
Okay.
Because he directed it.
Go ahead.
And was in it.
I know what you're going to say.
That Thing You Do.
That Thing You Do.
Very underrated movie. But he directed it. He had his hands in that. So he's kind of complimenting himself there.
Didn't he also direct that slow one?
Slow one. Let's see. I'm going to look at IMDb to see what he directed. He's only directed 7 things.
Castaway is not making the cut, but I love it. Green Mile, I don't think it's making his cut. The Terminal's not making
his cut. He's done a lot of TV directing, but That Thing You Do, I think, was the only movie.
Apollo 13 is interesting.
Larry Crown.
And that's
it. He directed
that. Okay.
Those are the only 2 movies he directed. So, oh, my God. That's my guess.
Can I tell you what? A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was lovely, too.
There's a lot of great movies, but I'm just trying to get into his head. I think League of Their Own is probably just a lot of fun, and to Peter's point, also falls into the history thing. Certainly Saving Private Ryan. I think Big was his first real, I know Splash was big, but Big was
big, different
no
level.
Pun intended. And because it was directed by Penny Marshall and all that, I think he probably, his heart is in the right place for those. So those would be, I think, the 4 that he would say.
Let's go to Jason in Jersey. Jason?
Hey, guys. Hearing you guys chat, my list had Castaway in it, not A League of Their Own, but also Captain Phillips. I thought he was phenomenal in that, where he was the hijacked captain.
Yeah.
Another good Sully. Yeah, exactly. Sully was a good one, too. Like, you know, took a real-life situation and really brought it to life on the screen.
Listen, Captain Phillips, I can't imagine he's putting that in. I mean, I just think these have to be a certain level. And Captain Phillips was cool. He was good in that.
Castaway, he also was a producer on that. So does that factor in?
No. Because
it
whatever.
Was a great performance.
Again, I love Castaway.
But, Castaway's very good. He really hasn't made a bad
movie.
The
end bothers me. The end of Castaway bothers me. The way he comes back and...
But that was a nice twist.
She's remarried and...
I'd like to know what happened with the butterfly woman.
I would too. Let's go to Scott.
Like a better word.
Scott, what do you got?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Great.
I got 4 of them for you here. We got Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Catch Me If You Can.
I thought about that.
DiCaprio vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And one I haven't heard yet, Toy Story.
Toy Story's pretty big.
It is big, but
and
he just
beloved.
But here's the thing. When I would love to ask an actor about this, because you are acting, but it's not your traditional movie. You're just sitting in a sound studio reading a script. Now, you have to act it, but would he count it as like going through, you know, the same kind of mechanics of a movie?
Right, it's a different experience.
You're being directed and you are acting, but you're not on set. You're sitting in a sound studio in front of a microphone. I don't think he would count the Toy Story vehicle franchise.
I like John and Islip's take. John?
Hey, if Joe versus the Volcano isn't on this list, then the list ain't worth nothing.
Well, so you could have that sub-list of The Man with One Red Shoe, Volunteers... Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, what about the Burbs?
The Burbs.
Bachelor Party.
Bachelor Party.
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah.
Which
he is, honestly, he might be in the conversation as the greatest actor.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Okay. Our generation, not American, like ever.
No, with the exception of that Elvis movie. Let's go to Nick in Middletown.
Hey, still a big movie.
Oh, it was a great movie, though. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. People have already mentioned a few of my movies that I think are Tom Cruise. I'm going to say them anyway. Hanks. I think Saving Private Ryan has to be on there. I know, Peter, I'd love to hear why you don't think Castaway's on there, but Castaway, I think, has to be on there. I mean, the guy acted with a volleyball for most of the movie. then you got Catch Me If You Can, I think, is definitely on there because, you know, as mentioned, Leonardo DiCaprio's in it. I think it's a phenomenal acting job. And then Toy Story was going to be my throw-in because I thought that was unique, but you guys brought up a good point about him not actually, well, I mean, you know, again, you are acting as a voiceover, but, you know, it was Pixar, it was first of its kind, and he might be proud of it.
Nick, that's a good point, and I'm sure he is proud of it, and the Woody character is iconic. And by the way, it's also probably made him some of the most money. He's probably made a ton of money from that movie.
The residuals are incredible.
So the reason I said that about Castaway is, like, Castaway is good. I personally love it, but I just find it to be a flawed movie.
But would he consider it one of the four best movies he's ever been in?
I'll tell you this, though. I do not care how cliched it is. The Wilson scene, to me, is some of the best acting I've ever seen. When he loses Wilson and is legitimate, I can tear up thinking about it, and he's legitimately screaming out to Wilson, as cheesy as it is to say it was incredible.
Here is what's incredible about it. It can only touch you if you saw it. If I explain it to you, you'd be like, why would he fall in love with a volleyball? Like, on the script, it was probably silly and unbelievable. He made it into something that was as dramatic as you could see.
It's a beautiful moment. Some people on hold. Benjamin wanted to suggest The Green Mile, which was a really good movie.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Sad that Michael Clark Duncan's no longer with us.
Right? I know.
It's a bummer. Anthony said Turner and Hooch and The Burbs. I agree. Both fantastic movies. Tom mentioned Philadelphia.
And Philadelphia is a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
I only threw that one thing in as why it might not be on his list, but it is a terrific movie. I think it was 93. So it's not yesterday. That movie's almost 30 years old.
Yeah. No, 92. Am I
93.
It's 93.
Well, whatever. It's still.
It's 30 years old.
I believe it's 92 or 93, but it's still talking 30 years old.
All right, guys. We will do this again tomorrow at 3 p.m. Maybe Aaron Judge will have 61 or 62 home runs. We'll find out then. Don, I'll see you at 3.
You got it.
So will Michael K. That's right. Tomorrow, right here on 98.7 ESPN.